All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Listen, today's episode is going to be a little bit different than previous ones. In this episode, I'm going to break down my exact plan that I have to go from $13,000 revenue from that we did in March all the way to a multi-million dollar business. So this episode, I kind of share with you guys why I'm doing this, the plan that I have to get to a million and kind of what I'm doing now, my intentions, my purpose, a lot of stuff. I get pretty intimate. It's 13 minutes long. I hope you guys stick around for the end. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, I will add this in before you jump into the actual content. This is going to be a weekly series called The Road to a Million, where I'm going to basically share with you guys anywhere from a 5 to a 15 minute section or a segment every week, mapping you on my updates, my results, and my breakthroughs or struggles every week. Again, it's going to be called The Road to a Million. Okay. So guys, thank you so much and enjoy. All right, guys, thank you for tuning into the Taylor Jones Podcast. On today's episode, we are going to be doing something very exciting. So I'm actually going to share with you guys very intimately a YouTube series that I'm going to be doing every week. I'm going to be doing one video a week, at least, possibly more. But the video series is going to be called Road to a Million. Okay. And as you can imagine, it is basically going to be a documentary, not a documentary, but more of a kind of like a vlog, not a vlog either. It's basically just going to be a kind of weekly updates, kind of a sharing of my journey, what I'm doing, what my plan is. Is it working? Is it failing? Am I winning? Am I losing? Literally just updates within my business and how it's growing or, you know, and everything. And I'm going to document my journey from, you know, whatever, you know, $13,000 in revenue to a million. Okay. Now, I want to share with you guys a couple reasons why I'm doing this, but there's a little bit of vulnerability involved because at the end of the day, I could completely fail in all of this, right? As of right now, you know, I don't have anyone else helping me. My dad has thrown a couple $100 my way to help me invest. I've already repaid him on that. It's really just me right now. It's all me. All of this product in here, all of the sales, all of the shipping, everything, you know, it's all me. So if it wins and I get to a million, it's all me. If I lose and I fail miserably, it's on me. You know, it's 100% responsibility. That's the scary part about having a business, but it's also the most exciting part. So the reason that I want to share this is because first off, it's going to be sick to watch this shit when I do make it. But I also just want to, I think that there's not enough people openly talking and communicating about what they're up to, what their dreams are, what their plan is, and how they plan on doing it. There isn't. Like, I don't know. I don't know very many people in my life that have successful businesses. And the people that I do know that have successful businesses, I don't know how they got there. You know, I guess I need a better network. but this YouTube series is going to be a map, my map that I'm using. It's going to be a journey. So where am I right now? I'm going to do a whole nother video on my story, but I want to start with this video on what I'm doing right now. And since I started in January of 2020, and what my plan is to get to a million. And I'm going to try to do it in 1 minute and 45 seconds. Let's see if I can do it. Okay. So for January, February, and March of this year, I've been doing what's called retail arbitrage. And I'm sure you guys have heard of it. I've been selling on Amazon, mostly a little bit of eBay, buying stuff on a discount in clearance stores, and then selling it for a profit on Amazon. I did $1,000 in January in revenue, $2,000 in February, and I just closed out March with $3,100. So shit's scaling. It's growing exponentially. My skills are getting sharper. I'm learning. It's extremely fun. It's more freedom and more money than I've ever had in my entire life. I'm pumped. Amazing people, amazing opportunities are coming into my life. Super stoked about it all. Now, with that being said, I'm just getting started. And my plan is to get to a multi-million dollar business. So let me tell you guys how I'm going to get there. Okay, I'm going to tell you my plan. And then in the other video, I'm going to tell you what my story is and why I'm doing this. Okay, so my plan is that right now it's all retail arbitrage. I plan on in the next week or two, I'm going to be getting 500 home decor signs that I designed, created, ordered, and myself. I ordered them from China for a low cost. I'm going to be reselling them on Amazon as my own brand name home decoration sign. I have no idea how I picked a home decoration sign. The numbers look good. I was like, let's do it. Now, my company is called Dreams Products, and my mission and my purpose is really to sell any product or services that helps inspire people and lead them to their dreams, because I struggle with that, to figuring out my path. I just want to help people do that. Okay. So any product or service that generates revenue, makes an impact, and inspires people is something that I want to be part of. Now my purpose individually is to be fully committed, you know, to the development of growth and love within myself and sharing that with other people. So my business is kind of like a channel for me to do that into the world at scale. Okay. So, how am I going to get to a million? So here's what I plan on doing. I plan on continuing to do retail arbitrage and then taking a percentage of the retail arbitrage revenue, profits, and reinvesting that once a month into a new private label product that I source from a manufacturer myself. Okay. Instead of doing like a big, huge launch, like I plan for 4 months and I buy 10,000 of a single product, and I'm a newbie and I get that. So that's why I'm starting with 500 signs. And then that'll be my product launch for April. We'll be launching that hopefully within the next 2 weeks. And then I'll be doing another product launch for May. Okay. And I plan on doing that and just building and scaling and scaling. And this is a model that actually I believe a lot of other entrepreneurs have been using. I'm actually following a guy named Brock Johnson. I've been taking his course on how to do private label Amazon selling. And I really enjoy Amazon. Amazon is a beautiful, beautiful platform. 70% of people that actually go online to buy a product go directly to Amazon. So it's a really great opportunity. If anyone watching this is an entrepreneur and you kind of, don't know where to start, I would consider Amazon selling. Check out Brock's course if you have a little experience and you want to get you're ready to jump in. If you're looking to do more retail arbitrage, I actually have a course you can check out in my Instagram bio, Retail Arbitrage 101. It's $1. And it kind of teaches you guys everything that I learned the past 3 months. So that's what I plan on building. So in terms of numerical amounts, these signs are I'm planning on doing them anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 in revenue off of these first 500 in signs. I don't know the exact price and the margins yet. I still got to map that out specifically down to the penny. My next product is actually going to be a life straw. The hikers use. And that I think is even going to do more. I think those are probably projected to do anywhere from like 6,000 to 10,000 in revenue for my first order. So if you think about it, it's just constant scaling, right? And then let's say that the signs completely flop. Okay. That's a real possibility, but the straws take off and I'm doing 10,000 monthly revenue from the signs. Okay. Well, 10K times 12 months, right, is 12,000. No, I'm sorry. 10,000. Yeah. Times 12 months is 12,000. Okay. So that's $12,000 yearly revenue. Now, if you have 20 products, you see what I'm saying? That's how you get to a million. But also, not only do the number of products in your product line grow, but also your revenues grow because you can invest in higher earning products. So like these straws I'm buying for like $5, but I'm going to sell them for 20. Once you have that cash flow coming in from the straws, then I can invest in products that I'm paying 10 and selling for 50 or paying 20 and selling for 100. You see what I'm saying? So the numbers just keep growing exponentially. But you have to start somewhere. For me, I started with candles at Walmart that I was negotiating for 50 cents from $2 and then selling for $7. That's where I started. You know, now I'm selling items that I'm getting for 20 or 15 and I'm selling for 60. You know, it's just a constant scaling, right? So that's the framework in which I'm, you know, if I had to break it down really simply for you guys, it's retail arbitrage. Take the money, take a 20 to 40% of retail arbitrage profits, reinvest in private label products. Take private label products, reinvest into higher earning private label products. That's the framework to get to a million. Now, I'm also, I mentioned earlier, doing these courses, right? Where like my first course that I launched is Retail Arbitrage 101. So I'm kind of, as I'm learning and discovering along my journey, I'm kind of releasing this stuff so that you guys can learn, you know? And as I get better and as I'm making more money, I'd like to help all of my followers get better and make more money. So we're all kind of going up together. Now, I really want to do more of the courses or coaching. I don't know exactly how it's going to manifest, but I know that I want to work with people. I think that I would love to do down the road, you know, do more podcasting or events or, you know, maybe retreats, because I really do love the metaphysical part of our humanity. You know, and kind of navigating the self-exploration side. Because when you launch a business, guys, people don't realize your business is a direct reflection of who you are as a person. Bottom line, you know, it's just the way it is. So you really can't grow your business without growing yourself. You can't. You can stay in the same job for 30 years and be the same person. You can't stay in business for 30 years and be the same person. It's just, there's too much transformation. There's too much learning as you go. There's too much ups and downs, and it's a really transformative experience. I love it. I think it's one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. Okay, so I digress though. I'm gonna get back to the thing here. That's my framework. That's my plan for the next, you know, ideally, I mean, a year would be awesome. I think that I have the potential and the drive and the framework to do that with this within a year. Now, if it doesn't happen within a year, I'm okay with that because I have patience. If it takes me five, it takes me five. This process is what I enjoy. I really do enjoy coming on here and sharing this with you guys, especially if any of you guys get any value out of this. So now, there's a couple reasons why, and I was going to save this for another video, but I think I'm going to put it in here now. A couple reasons why I wanted to put this video out. First, now my intention and my mission is kind of out there with the universe. And as it evolves, I can share with you guys the evolutions and the changes. But if maybe someone, it only takes one person to stumble upon this and say, oh shit, that's pretty cool. I want to help and build that. Maybe that's you. I don't know. I mean, if it is, you know, then basically this is a way of me kind of putting my intention into the universe so that it can provide back to me. And I think that's kind of the push and pull. So, you know, if you're out there and you're an investor or you're a marketer or, you know, you're a manufacturer, you know, reach out. Maybe we can work something out and help each other out. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. I think that was the only reason. Plus, it's just cool. I think this is cool, especially, you know, with the rise of the internet. Like, hell, this is awesome. We can share this type of media like this. So that, my ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the end of the podcast for you podcast listeners and the end of the video. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. And until next time.